I'm Alex Keefe with this VPR News. One of the key must-pass bills of the current Vermont legislative session would raise roughly $30 million. That's to help reduce the state's $112 million budget gap. VPR's Bob Kinzel takes a look at how the Senate Finance Committee is now tweaking a proposal already passed by the State House.
The plan developed by the House Ways and Means Committee and passed by the full House last month affects only those people who itemize their deductions. This represents about 27% of all taxpayers. The House bill essentially does two things. It eliminates the deduction for state and local taxes paid in the previous year, and it caps overall deductions. The most common deductions are for charitable contributions, mortgage interest, unusually high medical expenses, and property taxes. The new limit would be roughly $15,000 for individuals and $31,000 for couples. Chittenden Senator Tim Ash is the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee.
Senate Finance is looking a little bit more surgically, I think with the same goals in mind that House Ways and Means had of creating a simpler, fairer code, but rather than an across-the-board cap, are looking at each of the deductions and seeing if they're really doing what they set out to do.
As part of that review, Ash sees no reason to limit the deductibility of high health care expenses.
Because it's not like they're spending the money on medical expenses and then it allows them to get on jet planes and fly around the world and go on vacations. I mean, it's to make them healthier.
Ash says he wants to encourage people to make charitable contributions to Vermont organizations, but he questions whether contributions made to out-of-state groups should be treated the same way.
If someone gives a $100,000 donation to a law school in another state that perhaps they graduated from, it's not clear necessarily why the Vermont tax code provides a subsidy to support that giving out-of-state.
And Ash doesn't think it makes sense to allow someone to deduct all of the mortgage interest on a $1 million home.
Really what we're doing is saying we will continue to subsidize home purchases up to a very generous level. But above that threshold, that's the point where it's not clear we're serving a public policy anymore.
Ash also wants to include a provision in the bill that would impose a minimum 3% tax rate for all upper-income individuals. He says there are about 100 wealthy people in Vermont who currently pay less than the 3% rate, and he believes it's fair to establish this new minimum tax. He says the plan would raise roughly $1 million a year. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.